weekly segment inside the broadcast booth. We welcome in Rob Bradford. You hear him with caring Matt Matansky every pregame show on Red Sox Radio Network. Rob, Joe, and Ray.
Good hey, morning. Rob.
How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
You getting tired carrying mud on that show?
I've been carrying it for about 10 years, so
yeah,
it's all right. My back's used to it.
Well, last night, it just seems like this is the way the season's going. They got another good effort from Martin Perez, but they didn't hit. And then the bullpen featuring names that, you know, frankly, I've never heard, and I've done sports for 100 years, give up six runs, and then the Sox lose again. I mean, just it seems like a lot this year. It's wash, rinse, repeat.
Yeah, like you talk about the bullpen, you know, I did the math. You had three guys coming after Martin Perez who had a collective ERA of 6.89 last year. And this is a story, right? I mean, this is you're throwing stuff against the wall and seeing if it sticks. And unfortunately, Red Sox fans don't want to hear that, but that's the reality. And even with Martin Perez, you know, I think that it's sort of a reclamation project that they're hoping to get going and hoping he goes on a run heading into August 31st. So you can trade them. I mean, this is their lot in life, and it's uncomfortable, like I said, because Red Sox fans don't want to hear that. That's not what you're used to, especially with a payroll of almost $200 million. But this is what you're dealing with.
God, and basically he was throwing like a lot of he was doing a lot of change-ups, and apparently that trick guy seven swings and misses in 32 pitches. So it does work. But it's just, I mean, I don't know. Is that as far as he could have gone with the 7-6?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's if you can get that 5 2/3 and two runs out of Martin Perez, and you get that for the rest of the month, you should be thrilled because you might be able to actually get something for him at the trade deadline. This isn't the conversation. You know, it's hard to see this team where you're like, oh, well, they're going to go on a run. Because, you know, realistically, they could still make the playoffs. I mean, mathematically, I guess. But the way that the roster is constructed, you can't really – it doesn't feel that way. And so what you have to sort of turn your attention to is can you get guys on run to boost their value heading into the trade deadline?
Yeah, because that seems like something that Heim Bloom would be pretty good at. We know – they obviously Erod's done for the year, and we hope he gets better and feels better. What about Hernandez and Taylor, two other guys who tested positive for COVID-19 and are, I guess, at the alternate site, which has become the baseball phrase of the year? Can they get any help from them, Rob?
Yeah, eventually, but it's, you know, you're sort of running up against the clock, and I mean they could have used him a few different times, including last night. But I think this tells you that you have this perception of these guys getting COVID and this coming back and having no problems. You're going to ease right back. These guys had this on the intake part of the whole deal. And so it's been almost a month now, and you're still working your way back. And it's not just a turnkey thing. And I'm not even talking about the Eduardo Rodriguez impact that, you know, with the heart and the myocarditis. I'm just talking about these young guys who had COVID, came back, and are just trying to get back in baseball shape. It's not easy. And like I said, I mean, this is a reality that they're in right now. They can't force them back, but they sure could use them.
Tim Hyers is having to work with a number of players to get their swing back. I think 4 or 5, I guess it is, people you depend on, and good names, too. Jackie Bradley Jr. and others. How hard is it on him, and how much pressure is on him?
Well, it's a good question because you have this guy, you know, first of all, I don't want to, whenever pitchers do poorly or hitters do poorly, I'm hesitant to blame the hitting coach or the pitching coach.
Right, exactly.
You know, this is a guy who won the World Series. You know, it's not like he forgot how to coach. Now, I will say it's a lot more challenging this year because he's not able to coach like he normally would be able to. He doesn't have the interaction. He has 10 minutes out of whack with these guys before they have to be shuttled in and out the batting cages. There are no hitters meetings. There are no pre-series meetings. That's not making an excuse. That's just a reality. So, you know, in terms of like Tim Hyers falls in this, he's trying to get a whole collection of guys whose heads are spinning because of this new dynamic, and he's trying to get them right in the short amount of time.
How concerned are they with Benintendi?
Oh, man, he had two hits last night, step in the right direction, but you got to be concerned because it's not just about the here and the now with him. It's about what you're going to have going forward. He's supposed to be part of the solution. He's supposed to be part of the foundation and something that you don't have to worry about. But if you get to the end of the year and you have a guy hitting under 100 or 100-something, then all of a sudden now you have to figure out that position going forward. And that's a problem because you're already probably going to be losing your center fielder in Jackie Bradley. And yeah, you have one guy coming up in Jarren Duran. You don't want to have to lean on multiple guys from the farm system to fill in the gaps here. And you don't want to have to spend the money to when you didn't feel like you had to. And the way that Benintendi's going right now, that might be the case.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, that's for sure. And we've only got a few seconds left, but you know, J.D. Martinez has complained because he can't use as much video as he has in the past. Look, we understand that that's his thing, but this is not the season to complain about that. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. I mean, it's, you know, we had the Zoom call with him after the game in Tampa, and he was, you know, he once again went down that road, and it's obviously in his head. It obviously means a lot to him, but to your point, like, everybody has to go through it. Everybody has major problems, much bigger problems than the video stuff. So for J.D. Martinez, this is a very real issue. It would behoove him to keep it to himself. And honestly, like, I think the Red Sox, some of the comments that they've had since then, Ron Renneke and Tim Hires, probably suggest that they've said to J.D., say, hey, listen, dial it back a little. You know, privately, fine, but not publicly.
No question. Right. Rob, good stuff. Thanks for jumping on. We'll listen to you tonight on the pregame at 6:30 before the Sox and Rays. Have a good day. Stay safe.
All right, guys. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Rob. Rob Bradford, Red Sox Radio. Ray, man, you have yourself a great day.